Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
I love clothes, but sometimes I wonder if I am choosing the best styles and colors to bring out my best. David, do you feel this way too?
No, which David? We have a guest named David, so I had to give you a hard time. I think anything I put on is just perfect. Is that a typical guy answer or what?
Exactly.
You mean this t-shirt doesn't match my jeans? It doesn't bring out my eyes? No, I'm teasing. I the one thing I do know is we do need to take a, well, this is a conversation I even had this weekend, of what I do wear and how I can better improve my image. So I'm very excited about our guest. So Lisa, please introduce our guest.
Yes, well, joining us now is the fantastic David Zeila, Emmy Award-winning stylist. He's going to share some ways we can feel more confident and express yourself through the use of color, style, finding fashions that work for your personality and your body type. Hello, David.
Hello, Lisa, and hello, David. I'm glad to be here.
Good morning, David. To have you on.
Great. Well, you know, in your last segment, you were talking about taking that time to really honor yourself. And what I talk about with my book, Color Your Style, is, you know, I really believe that all women deserve to feel empowered and look fantastic. And your segue couldn't be better, actually, since you were just talking about it. And my medium of doing that is through color and finding the colors that really empower you and bring out the best in you.
Okay, I got to stop you there and ask you a question. As a guy, can this apply to us too, or is this just for the women listeners?
Absolutely. This applies to everyone, yeah.
I was just being told I need to wear brighter colors, and all these examples were coming out, and I'm thinking, I can't imagine myself doing it, and that's why I was anxious to speak with you today. So I'd love to hear a little bit more, like, how do we know the right color to wear, or you know, tell us some examples.
Well, my idea is, like, if we think about a great painting and there's, you know, it's a portrait and the subject of that portrait is popping, we're not noticing the background more than the subject. And so, you know, how is that done? The way it's done is the colors behind that subject are colors that are popping the person forward. And so my idea is that if we look very closely at the colors found in our eyes, hair, and skin, we are illuminating ourselves and pushing us forward. An example is, you know, if you pinch your fingertip, and if you really look carefully at what that blush tone is in your fingertip, that is going to be your version of red. So it could be anything from a tangerine to a hot pink to a maroon. And this is the color, you know, not everyone should wear fire engine red, and this would be your version of your, like, sexy, vivacious color on your palette.
Wow. Okay, this is getting interesting. Because I am told I dress too bland and I should be more vibrant. And so, I mean, I know, you know, I'm award-winning. I don't even know what to say. I stutter over that. That's pretty cool. But I know you help a lot of women, but as a guy, I'm excited too, because I think you could help all our images. And so, you know, let's talk about it. But, like, what other style tips could you do? Like, I go back to the simple stuff, not even the color, is always wear vertical stripes. And that's because I'm in the process of losing weight. But there's got to be other quick tips you could give us for instant beautification. Like, what else would you suggest?
Well, you know what, from a color perspective, obviously wearing the colors, you know, like the red that I just mentioned, if you look at the vein in your wrist, it's going to be a blue, green, or a purple. That is a surefire hit. That's a color that's going to make you look really vibrant and alive. When it comes to things like necklines, like for a man in a sweater, in a woman, in a blouse or a dress, and also the shape of shoes, the toe of a shoe, go to the shape of your jaw for that. So that if you have a very oval face, where, you know, a guy would wear a crew neck or a woman would wear a scoop neck and she'd wear a shoe that's more rounded, whereas if you have a lot of angles in your face, you're always going to be better in V-neck and a pointier shoe. So that's one universal takeaway.
I'd love that. And David, you know, I know that you say that it's a myth that everyone looks good in black. Talk to us about that.
Oh, it is. You know, I don't wear it.
Oh, no.
See, it's a good thing I'm not there. We wouldn't get
I'm wearing black right
we
now.
We would just be, like, trying new stuff on. And,
totally.
But, No, I believe that everyone has a version of black. When you think about black, black is your most formal neutral. And my idea of finding it is if you look at the ring around your iris, that is your formal neutral. And for a woman, oftentimes she will find this color already in her makeup kit as an eyeliner, you know, and it's probably a charcoal or a navy or an olive or an espresso brown color. But it's not necessarily black. And, you know, if you put black next to you and you don't look quite as healthy and as alive as when you wear other colors, it's just not your best. And my idea is, why would you wear B minus if you could wear A plus every day?
Oh, I love that. Now, what do you think, David, about the whole I'm an autumn, I'm a spring, I'm a summer? I've been told I'm an autumn. I have brown hair with natural, like, chestnut highlight and green eyes and kind of fair skin. So I tend to feel like I look better in earth tones. Is there a truth to this?
You know what? The whole seasonal approach to color is a fantastic jumping off point. I mean, what better way for us to talk about color? If we think about, you know, what an autumn, you know, forest looks like or a winter landscape, like immediately we have an idea of color and where to go. I just go further with it in my work because my idea is that, you know, we all have a very different set of colors as well, that each palette is individual. And if you are indeed an autumn type, coloring-wise, you know, it doesn't mean that your best friend, who's also an autumn, is going to wear those same colors. You might share something, but chances are you would not.
Okay, and you're helping us a lot with dressing, because I've got a question. I mean, and I know what you're helping us, like what I wear each day varies on my mood. And so, you know, maybe I need to redo my wardrobe, or some days I want to jump out. But here's a question: when it comes to color, is with your color of your hair, I was always told it should match your eyebrows. Is that a myth, or do you think it should, or how does that work?
Well, if it's true, then I'm the one person that it doesn't hold true on, because my eyebrows are much lighter than my hair. So are you saying that the color that you wear should match both of those?
No, if someone was going to color their hair, I was told, you know, it should be matched to their actual eyebrows. Like, that's how you're supposed to gauge the color. And I didn't know if that was I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that, because, I mean, you being an expert on color, I know we're tying it to clothes, but what about when you do your hair? Should it match, or is it able to be different, or is it go based on our mood, or does that tie to the color of clothes you're suggesting?
I haven't heard that one before.
Well, then evidently it's
today.
Not true. I'm going to go with that's a myth. If the experts never heard of it, I'm going to put it in the myth category. Myth,
okay.
Proven myth. Thank you.
Right now.
Okay, thank you. That answers that.
Yeah. Now, David, I'm curious about the best way to dress in terms of your body type. I am very tall and curvy, and I like form-fitting clothes with, like, cinched at the waist. What do you think? Because I think a lot of women, when they're larger, they tend to wear even bigger things, and I think it's nice to accentuate our curves.
Absolutely. You know what? We're all different. And my idea is you follow the shape of your body. If you have curves and you put an Empire dress on, you're going to feel like you're wearing a nightgown. You're not going to feel motivated. You're not going to feel alive. You're going to feel a little too relaxed to really want to leave the house. And so my idea is that follow your shape. You know, and people will say, oh, I'm tall and thin, and, you know, I don't have curves. And it's like, well, own it. You know, wear things that, you know, that empower you and look great on you. So, you know what, Lisa? Show the curves. And by adding more fabric, it doesn't really always help. You know, when things are just too voluminous, we really want to show, we're in a place where we really want to show our bodies. And I think we should be proud of them. So follow what's there. Absolutely.
Oh, David, you are so wonderful. Give us your website.
www.davidzyla.com.
Oh, David, thank you so much for coming on. I know, this has been fantastic. It's always so wonderful to talk with you, and I'm going to keep showing off my curves, and we're going to get some bright colors on you, David. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.